Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with it, go and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders for the fuck you expect. Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs for the mothers and the kids. Yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, planes, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human forms that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Deny him. The Almighty God of the universe has brought us to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And we want to welcome you and your friends and loved ones and all of those in between. We are happy to be here tonight on Black Power Radio. I am your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. In the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., we see our boards are lit up tonight. In the name of Almighty God, the most beneficent, the most merciful, and all praises are due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. We bear witness to all of those who have been raised by the Almighty God, Allah, from Adam until Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the prayers, the peace, and the blessings of Allah forever be upon them and all of those that have been raised from the Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. May the salutations of peace be upon him. From Muhammad until this hour, many have been raised, including our beloved brother Abdul Shakur has passed from amongst us. But we give the honor and thanks to the Almighty God Allah for the blessing of the opportunity to have served beside such a field marshal for life, the Honorable Brother Abdul Shakur, a multi-talented brother with so many talents, we can barely name them all on this one particular episode. So you may hear from him again. Recognize Abdul Shakur. You will see and hear from him again. He is our beloved brother here in Washington, D.C., and he had a legacy and children and all those good things. He cared for his mother until he passed away before her. And we just want to talk a bit about Abdul Shakur tonight's memory and those extended condolences to the family of Abdul Shakur in the name of Almighty God, Allah. You know that we are the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we're in the legacy of our beloved National Chairman, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. This will be funeral number 20 that's coming up in the midst of the Sheikh Imam Akbar. And those are signs of life and death. But every soul must have its taste of life, but yet every soul must have its taste of death. Death is a natural process in the life process. It is a part of the sequential order of life, that you may have life everlasting. And so therefore we must understand that you die when you get ready, transformation for our beloved brother Abdul Shakur. But there are many other things that are tied to life, and I just wanted to bring a co-host into the midst as she's attempting a simulcast at this moment, and we will hear from our beloved Queen of Washington, D.C., no stranger to the airways, right here at Black Power Radio and at the Power Dynamic Radio at Black Power. Give it up for our sister, Janae, our comrade, Queen Mother, right here in Washington, D.C. And she'll explain how the simulcast and everything, and she has so much love for Abdul Shakur, and we're ready for her to share with us and our vast listening audience. And we see all of, we intend to get to all of you concerning Abdul Shakur, and we are raising our brother Stephen Biko from the situation of incarceration, which he is not guilty of anything other than being a good Samaritan, as my brother Abdul Shakur, and those things just got miscommunicated, and we're attempting to make that communication right, and we present to you our beloved sister, Queen Janae. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, Washington, D.C.
Assalamu alaikum, salam, Black Power, comrades. It is with, sorrow-filled hearts that we have to make this announcement of the passing of our beloved comrade, Field Marshal Abdul Shakur, who was a very dedicated pastor, very dedicated man to the movement for Black Power. He was my friend, you know. He was there for me. He struggled in some areas, but he was a good man. And he, you could always count on him to black that car whenever we would go on maneuvers and things like that. And it's just so ironic that I had, when I saw Sister Visor share his picture, I was like, I should have called him last week. I meant to call him and check on him. And it was so much going on with me that I didn't get the opportunity to reach out to him. And just getting this news about his passing today is very disturbing, because when you get somebody on your mind, you need to call them. You need to call them. You need to check on them. You need to let them know that you love them, that you're thinking about them, you care about them, that they're important to you, and that their lives matter to us. We're not just comrades here. We are family, and we have been moving and operating in such a way as family. I even had my own sister, when we had our block party last year, he couldn't attend, so my sister went, and she's a home health aide. She went and sat with his mother while he was able to come to the block party for a few hours just to come and meet with his comrades that came from out of town last August and everything, to see him, because we hadn't seen him in a while and everything. So I'm very sad to hear the news of his passing. Very upsetting for me, very upsetting for our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, because he was still a good friend. You know, even though we're not in the formation together with anybody, and I even called his former commanders and things and let them know of his passing, because this separation and this drama and stuff going on, it's got to stop. Black lives have got to matter to us. We have got to be the ones that hold the line and be the ones holding each other accountable for our actions and how we treat each other. We can't say we out in front and we're going to show you how to do it if we're not doing it ourselves. And that's one thing I can say about Abdul Shakur. He was always on the front line. He was always there when he was called upon, whether he could make it sober, and let's just keep it real, or not, he still answered that call for Black Power. And we love him, and we want to honor him, his wisdom. I can recall when we went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, the second time. The first time he didn't go with us. The second time he went with us, and I drove majority of the way, and he kept me woke. And what he was doing, he was teaching me about Black history. He was teaching me the history of the Black Panthers. And I was asking questions and just learning. He was a wealth of knowledge. I mean, my God, he was a wealth of knowledge when it came down to information about what the Panthers was about. He was actually in the Black Panther school at one point that they had open as a cub. His mother and his father were Black Panthers and things like that. So he was able to relate to me the things that he had learned as a cub, you know. And then one thing I can say, even though he was reprimanded, he was like, I'm a Panther. I'm going to always be a Panther. You can't take my patch from me. You can't take my, you know, my title from me or anything like that. He said, I earned this, and he stood by that. And that's one thing you need to know about us Panthers. It ain't no matter if you strip us down to our naked, bare asses, we are still Panthers. It doesn't matter about no title. It don't matter about no position. It doesn't matter about anything. If you got the heart of a Panther and you out here doing the work and you out here helping people and you putting yourself on the line and you are doing the job, doing the work, getting things done in your community by any means necessary, you are a Panther. And we just call on all Panther formations to respect and honor Brother Abdul Shakur. Again, his name is Pierre Johnson on Facebook, and his family. We don't have any details at this moment, but as soon as we get those details, we will be sharing them with you. And we ask that if you can come to the services to put him away in a decent, honorable Panther manner, we ask that you come. You know, we're asking you to come on your own recognizance and your own will. If you know Brother Pierre or not, just come, because he was a Panther. He was a true Panther. And I just miss him and I love him so much. You know, I hate when I get people on my mind and I don't respond to what the Most High is telling me to reach out to the brother. So, Black Power. Black Power, Brother Akbar. We have Brother Raven, the National Minister of Defense, and Sister Visor on the podcast, simulcasting with you on the Black Power Hour. So do you want them to come in? Or
Bring them on in. We have also Brother Stephen Biko, a national spokesman, is out on our lines as well. I'll bring him in the interview.
Okay, well, let him go first.
He's right there, hot on the line. Come on in, Brother Stephen Biko, national. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam, Black Power. This is a terrible blow, because I was watching a live that Sister Janae had done a few days ago. It was an early in the morning live that she had done. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And I saw a Black Power fist come up on the live that she had done, and it was Brother Pierre Johnson up underneath of it. I remember it distinctly because he said I'm awake, and I'm awake because I'm thinking about our brother Biko.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about getting this brother free. I remember seeing that live, and when I just got the news, you know, it's never easy for a Panther to know that a fellow comrade Panther, thinking about him, that could have been the night that the brother passed away. We don't know. We just know that he's been gone for a few days. And for us to get that kind of news today is hurtful and it's traumatic. But I want to say this, that Allah says in the Quran, speak out of those who die or slain in the way of Allah is dead, for they are not dead, but we perceive not. The flesh of Abdul Shakur is gone, but the mind and the spirit and the warrior energy that this comrade left among us, we have to continue to carry on that legacy and allow that legacy and that spirit and that energy to transform itself into us. And we carry on and do exactly what that brother did, whether he was sober, whether he was not. The brother still made his way to the front line. Whenever he was called, he was a soldier. And I concur that brother is a field marshal for life. Field Marshal Emeritus, Honorary Field Marshal, not only for Washington, D.C., but he's today, I'm declaring today that he is the Honorary National Field Marshal for the new Black Panther Party. And every Field Marshal in the new Black Panther Party should pattern themselves after that brother, because no matter where he was, no matter where Panther had an issue, he was there. He tried to make his way to be there. If he was called upon, if he had to catch a bus, train, or plane, he was there.
That should be
the mindset of every field marshal that we have in the new Black Panther Party. Watch that standard. That is a standard that we have to follow. That's a standard that we have to stay in line with. I want to say this. And I have to say, my spirit has been down for the last few days because this situation that I'm in has cost me a lot. It's cost me family. It has cost me friends. It has cost me comrades. And as of late, it has cost me a relationship that was a revolutionary loving relationship because of my anger, because of my rage at the audacity and the unmitigated mindset of wicked individuals who set out to annihilate an entire cadre for their own selfish aggrandizement. And the brother was set up as a result of this, and myself and another comrade are now incarcerated. I put pressure, bitterness, anger, and rage. I put pressure in places where I should not have put that kind of pressure. But it should have been understood that that's what it was. It was anger. It was rage because of my current circumstance. So I lost. I've had to sacrifice a lot. Okay. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it publicly. I lost, but I've gained at the same time. Why? Because I understand. I know what I signed up for. I know what I signed up for. I need y'all in the background, aunties. I need y'all to hold it down for a minute.
T1, is that T1?
I need y'all to hold it down for a minute. I understand what I signed up for. We all know what I signed up for. We also know that there are consequences to every decision that is made, whether they're positive consequences or negative consequences. We know that the life of a revolutionary ends in death or imprisonment. We understand that. And those of us who are in this movement, we understand also that we have those who lobby for individuals, those who fight for the freedom of those comrades who are political prisoners. We understand that. I need y'all to understand this too. I don't want anybody under any circumstances using my situation to tempt the people's desire to help a fellow comrade that has fallen. Don't do that. Don't fraudulently set things up in my name. Don't fraudulently set things up in the name of the New Black Panther Party. Don't falsely try to get money from people, get donations, get contributions from people, and you're not trying to help in the cause of the liberation of this political prisoner or any other political prisoner. We understand that. There are those individuals who are out there who are my chosen representatives, handpicked by me to speak for me, handpicked by me to represent me, and handpicked by me and the New Black Panther Party to serve as adequate representation for the Free BECO campaign. I love each and every one of you who have donated. I love each and every one of you who has contributed, who has given your legal mind to help me, who has given your time and your energy to help me. But I would rather spend life in prison than to allow our people to be fleeced out of money for my freedom and it not be contributed to that. So let's set that record straight. If there are any who are not New Black Panther Party members and are moving towards gaining money for the liberation of any political prisoner and you are not doing what you're supposed to do, may the ancestors crush you where you are. Let's set that record straight right now. Sparkle, she's the Minister of Finance for the New Black Panther Party. She is the actual representative of the finance department that has been designated to gain finances to help those brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, that help with the legal funds. All the donations go to 77 Baker. Hashtag 77 Baker. Is that the cash tag? All the donations go to that cash tag.
Yes, sir.
Liberate those of us who are captive cash believers.
The cash
That's
dollar
what it is, brother?
Sign. It's $77 Bakers with an S.
Yes, King Alexander, 77 acres.
Baker's Capital.
Okay, well, that was already established.
Sister, yeah. Listen, yeah. Sister Janae has worked. She has worked to try to establish that fund. It has been a tedious job on her part. She's been met with opposition. She's been met with support. At the same time, it has become a task that she can't shoulder any longer by herself. She's been trying to get help in that area. But Allah says when help and victory comes, you will see the people coming in crowds. That means that you have to be patient with this. He said when Allah's help and victory comes, you will see the people coming in droves. They ain't felt the sting. They haven't felt the sting of what has happened to Panthers yet until it reaches their door. When it reaches your door, then you can make a judgment call. But if you don't know anything about this case, if you don't know what the hell happened, mind your goddamn business when it comes to speaking about this. You can't represent anything dealing with this case if you don't know this case. If you weren't there, do not under any circumstances presuppose that you know what the hell happened and what the hell was going on. Don't make a judgment if you wasn't there or if you haven't talked to those who were there. It's been a lot said behind the scenes about this situation. It's been a lot said behind the scenes. And like Abdul Shakur said, I'm talking about our Abdul Shakur. I had a conversation with him over the phone prior to us even going to Washington, North Carolina, because he used to call Janelle all the time, checking on her and checking in with her about his mother. And I had the pleasure of having a conversation with him at Anacostia Park over the phone. And he told me, he said, brother, let me tell you something. You are defending her at every turn, and that's a good thing. But understand this. Those who would attack the integrity of a Panther are not worthy to be called Panthers themselves. Listen to his words. Those who would attack the character and the integrity of a Panther are not worthy to be called a Panther themselves. Why? Because our five duties don't allow
Black
us
power.
To do so. It don't allow us to do so. So in death, his words ring true to us. In death, his words are still ringing true right now. He and I had heated discussions sometimes. But even in those heated discussions, he always used to say, Biko, brother, I still love you. I still love you, Black man. I still love you. I love you because I have a revolutionary love for all Panthers. And me and this man never met each other face to face. But even in his discipline,
yeah.
Under my chastisement, I chastise him from time to time, but even in his discipline, he held the line. And he said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he got quiet. Even when he thought he was right, he said, yes, sir, and left it alone. So I'm saying follow that example. Even if you think you're right, if your commanding officer tells you to stand down, stand down. If they tell you to answer the call, you obey the call and question it later if you have questions about it. He was a protocol specialist. He followed protocol.
There are 60 seconds remaining.
All right.
So in closing, I want to say this. Black power.
Black power.
The calling party has disconnected. If you stay on the line, you may listen to information on payment options. If you do not wish to hear this information, you may hang up now.
From New York. Black Power.
From New York.
We're bringing Abdul Shakur.
To fund an account using a Visa, MasterCard,
Abdul Shakur has passed away, and we wanted Brother Abdullah to say a few things before we go on with the show. Brother Abdullah is in New York State. Black Power.
Black Power. My condolences go out to Abdul Shakur and all the comrades that are out there. And I give a big shout-out to the National Field Marshal, Quran, and a big shout-out to our National Chair, Imam Akbar Bilal. This is Brother Abdullah, and
I got a surprise. I'll be out in February. Around February, I will be out.
Black power, all black, right. Power.
Black power.
Black power.
Good.
Black power. So around
black
February
power,
6th, that's the date.
February 6th, you'll be getting out. Okay. Cool.
So much love.
Inshallah.
Our comrade sister has a simulcast show on the other line. So if you're able to hold, we're going to come back to, we're going to try to switch in and let Janae get a few of her guests on, because these people have been holding indefinitely. So black power, Brother Abdullah, we thank you so much. Extend your condolences, being here on Black Power Radio, and making your presence known all over the world at this hour. Black power, Black Power Hour, Black Power Hour. Assalamu alaikum. Black power.
Black
power.
Okay, Brother Azriel, can you hear me? Okay, hold on. I got to turn my radio up.
Okay.
That's everything. Yeah. That's
everything.
Are
they coming through?
Okay.
Black power.
Hold on. Okay.
Azriel is our National Minister of Defense is online as we're dealing with the situation with our Field Marshal for Life, Abdul Shakur, and there are many other situations we're managing with
hold
Stephen
on,
Biko, our national. When are we there, Brother Azriel? Black power.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Just keep talking, y'all. I got to hook my speaker up.
Okay, black power.
Okay.
And we are moving in the direction of rolling with the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. And if we make the correction, His Excellency, the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Day tomorrow. There's been some predictions of rain, but we're not a fair
okay,
weather.
Brother
Panther.
Aaron, you hear me?
We're all season Panthers,
okay.
Black power. Black power.
Black
there.
Power, okay. All right, we
go
got
ahead.
Brother Azriel online. Go ahead,
Black
Azriel.
Power National Minister of Defense, Black power.
Black power, all power to the people, black sovereignty.
He was coming clear. Can you do whatever you just did? He was clear.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Go ahead, black power. Can you get him closer to the mic?
Yeah.
We were there, security details in D.C.
Can you hear him better?
A little better. A little bit of stuff mess. Can you get right in the center of that mic?
And to hear of his passing, my heart is heavy this evening. But this just goes to show you that life is way too short and life is being taken for granted. All this bickering, going back and forth with each other, all the animosity between comrades, between brothers and sisters, once fallen comrades, all this, with the passing of our beloved brother, this should show us that life is too short. And we have better things to focus on and more important things to focus on other than going back and forth with each other. Brother Abdul was my brother. I can't even express how much I love that brother. That I was always happy and looking forward to having that brother around, because if anything, that brother was entertaining. He was intelligent. He could articulate. He can speak to an individual on so many different levels. And for that, those are one of the fondest memories that I have of our beloved brother, and he will be well missed, and he is loved, and he forever will forever be memorialized in the party. He will forever be known as the National Field Marshal of Field Marshals. In our eyes, in my eyes, most definitely. So let's honor that brother. Let's stop all this beefing with each other, these issues that we can have or that we're having with each other. Nothing can't be solved if we are going back and forth. Most of the time, most of our issues can be remedied by just coming to the table and sitting down and having a conversation.
Absolutely.
I mean, because all of this, again, let me say that again. Life is too short. We have too much on our plate and fighting with each other over again, things that could be solved with just a simple conversation coming to the table. Brother Abdul, man, I'm telling you, I'm at a loss for words with the loss of that brother. I mean, he was the complete package, not to mention as a soldier, that brother knew how to hold the line.
Yes, he did.
That brother knew how to conduct himself. That brother knew how to stand up to the oppressor. He forever will be the hype man. That's what I used to call him. I always referred to him as the hype man of the Panther Party. Imam's personal hype man. I remember that Donovan Kimber situation down in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
What was it?
In Durham,
North Carolina.
Yeah.
We were downtown between him and Akbar going off on these snow chips and ice crickets in their own city. And when I think back on it, in fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back through my Facebook and post that moment when we were all together down there in North Carolina, and I tell you, that will ever live on. I mean, me and another comrade, Brother A.J. Frazier from PANSOC, when we look back on that interview or back on that memory, we just sit back and laugh, talking about Brother or the National Chairman, Imam Akbar, and Brother Abdul Shakur, man, I'm telling you. Those memories like that make this party worth everything.
Yeah.
The personal story, the camaraderie between comrades, that's one of the things that make this party great. Yes, we have our share of issues like any other thing.
Y'all got the
business, though, right? We are family.
Yes, we are.
And that's what it's about.
Yes.
You get to take the good, the bad. It's a part of being family.
That's so true. And we got to make sure that we understand what we're doing out here. Like the brother said, we're family. We work hard with each other. We put our lives on the line for one another, only to let petty situations separate us. You know, and I can say that again, no matter what anybody say, all of this stuff could have been tabled and worked out behind closed doors. None of this thing, separation, none of these fractions and splits and things like that, they could have been resolved with decency and honor. But people chose to take things into their own hands and jump to conclusions and picking sides and conclude. So now what do? When your comrade is down and they need you and their families are looking at you like all the years that we spent with you and all the times that, you know, you were around my family, and now I can't call on you because of a silly misunderstanding, you know, that don't sit well with my soul. That'll never sit well with me on any level, you know, because I love too hard. We love each other. I love my brothers. I've lost my brothers. My brothers are dead and gone. But the Most High gave me a new family with the new Black Panther Party, gave me an opportunity to be around people that I didn't have to question their motives. You don't have to question whether do you really like me. Do you really have my best interest in mind? Black power. And that's one thing that I know for sure, that these brothers that I have encountered in the Black Panther Party, they are genuine good men. They are genuine brothers. They've been hurt by life just as much as some of us women have. And they want to be there. They want to be on the front lines. They want to be out in front. They want to respect women and be on the vanguard for the people. I just shared a video from the Gary Kimber hanging when we were in Durham, North Carolina. And anywhere that the Sheikh Imam Akbar was, there you would find our brother, beloved Abdul Shakur. So we want to make sure that we pay tribute to him and his family. We want them to know that he is very well loved and respected. Like I said, I went above and beyond to make sure that he made it to the block party last year. Even though he was not active in the party, we still made sure that he came. He was a part of that. So we just want to make sure that we continue to hold the line for our brothers, you know, and our sisters in the struggle, regardless of what's going on, you know, or whatever, what appears to be going on. We still have a lot of love for each other, and we still have respect. We just lost respect for one another somewhere along the line. And that's something that we have to work hard to regain. And we're willing to do that. And I think everybody is willing to come and sit down at the table and talk and discuss these things. But if you're not, then guess what? Then we'll build our own table. You know, we don't have to sit at the table with you. We'll build our own table, and we will continue to hold the line like we've been doing before. With those that are on this end of the spectrum.
Black power.
Peace and black power. Black peace power,
black
Brother
power.
Can you hear us?
Black
yeah.
power. And now, we're getting our time cast. Is that, how is that working, Sister Jeanette? And what do I do? I'm going to try to launch. My next call, I'm going to have a few seconds, and I'm going to take a long shot at our time cast. How do we look? What do I have to do? You tell
okay,
me on
I'm
air.
Gonna... And you'll be able to tell me why you are on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to send it to your Facebook.
Well, Black
page.
Power, we know our vast listening audience is wrong. I mean, we have been fired up by what has happened in the good way of the land. And we got the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey Day to New York tomorrow. And the next day we'll be back on the land. We're getting food. Many organic produce, especially
okay.
our land, and we're happy to be building our own training facility, and we're just proud to be able to serve with you all, and we're happy of the opportunity to speak with you all night. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Black power. Yes, so we are excited about this, and sisters. Sparkle, come back in. She can't. She left out. She left out.
She might have been on this line as well. I can bring in one of his friends. I can bring Black Lightning to the air because he's very close to Abdul Shakur. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Black Power.
Go ahead and bring him in.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Black Power. Black Power. Well, it's with a heavy heart, but I know that I know my brother, my twin, would want us to party. He want us to celebrate his entrance into the heavenly gates and the exit from this hell we call Earth. So I'm playing this for him because this is the roots that we came from, me and him both. We both came out of D.C. We both came out of the We both came from the gangster set. I'm going to just keep it real. It won't be no stuttering that way. We both came out of this set right here. We were surrounded by gangsters. His adopted daddy was one of my daddy's best friends, Black Cat, down D.C. And so I'm going to try to party for my brother. I'm pour one. It's not like pour a little bit out for him. No, pour the whole goddamn can out for this brother. It really hit me hard because he called me his twin. We had our meetings at his house. We started recruiting together. Every time I saw him, he was so happy to see me. And when the phone His phone was cut off one time, and I just said, that's my brother. Let's go. I went over there, and I'm yelling up to the balcony. I'm like, Black Power! And he looked down, Black Power, you know, came on down. He said, my phone was off, but my twin knew what to do. Come on anyway. Just come on up. You ain't got to call me. Just come on. So I just want to go from the beginning, like I say, from our beginning, me and his. But we both the same age. We was both hitting the scene like a gangsterine at 17 years old. And one good thing, and this happened to my drummer and my other best friend who passed away, that they both were drinkers, but neither one of them died out in the street. Neither one of them died at the hands of these wicked-ass fucking police. They died in homes with their loved ones. And he took care of his mama till he died. He didn't have to do that. He could have put her in a nursing home, but he didn't do that. And every time his mama saw me, she was like, Black Lightning, Black Power. So he welcomed me the most, I would say. And Sister Janae welcomed me the most. And I would say, and Akbar, our beloved chairman, welcomed me in the most. I mean, really took me in. So I just have to say, when we went down to the block party, my spider senses were tingling like a mug. I told Abdul, you got to go. You got to be there. And no drinking until afterward. We had moonshine afterwards. Oh, yeah, we had some straight-up moonshine. That was like a reward from heaven, you know. So we had our moonshine. And when I heard him doing them, he was an excellent revolutionary poet. So I was about to go in there and do one of my songs. We had a block party, and we had a talent show. And I say, I heard Abdul, I said, oh, I got a ringer. I said, he taking my place. And guess who won it? All took that prize home, Abdul Shakur. But he never been the brother to say, oh, I'm going to keep this to myself. He's like, give this to mama, you know. And he told me, watch Akbar back, you know. And I will say one other thing about him, too. He was a bad, you know what, with the martial arts. Brother took two fingers and sat me down in a chair because we was doing a little kata. Speaking of katas, we did the kata down there in front of the White House too. I had the flag and he was doing the dragon kata.
That was so excellent demonstration by the way, Black Power.
Yeah, and he pumped me up to the point where I was like, I got to be on my P's and Q's because brother looking like the dragon. He was coming off like Jet Li, Jackie Chan, and Bruce Lee. So I was behind him with that flag, and I said, the least I could do is make him look good. So we was fired up. And like I say, from that point, we were having meetings at his house. We were recruiting together. And it truly, truly my twin, truly my beloved twin. And I'm broken up, but I know Abdul would be like, man, you better turn that music up and party. Say, what you think I'm doing up above? Say, I done met up with all the old players, you know. And matter of fact, he told me that when the little thing happened down there in D.C., that got him in trouble. We ain't going to talk too much about that. But he said he was seeing ghosts, and I believe him. I believe he was seeing ghosts of the past. It wasn't ghosts of the people, it was ghosts of the past, and he couldn't handle it because he's like, I done gone from all the way down here on the ground to all the way back up here where my mama wanted me to be when she had me in Panther school as a cub. So I would say that my training came from Sister Janae first, Akbar, and the one who really put it on point was Abdul Shakur. So we love you, brother. We will all meet up again one day. And I love him. I love him. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you much for Black Lightning. Abdul Shakur was, again, a multi-talented brother that had so many skills that we cannot call all the skills and still be on this one episode. It'd take a couple, two or three episodes to give up all of the accolades and the great things about Abdul Shakur, because he's a mighty, mighty brother, and I can still feel him and see him here with us. And he led every mission he could from Carolina to Atlanta, several times Atlanta, black to New York, black again to D.C., black out in Chicago, and he was just an awesome brother to serve with. And so we thank you, Black Lightning, for giving that contribution. Right now, while I've gotten some time, I wanted to get right back in with my national spokesman. Had a few things. How did the national spokesman, Black Power,
Black Power. I want to say this. I'm in an environment where it's a lot of echoes, a lot of noise. So how well can you brothers and sisters hear me?
You are loud and clear, and you are live here on Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wa'alaikum salam. What I want to say is this. Abdul Shakur, his name goes down with the great one in Black August. Let us remember that Black August is a month that we celebrate those fallen comrades who have fallen or who have died in struggle or have died as a result of struggle. Whatever kind of struggle they passed away from, if they pass away in the month of August and they are known to be revolutionaries, their names go down in Black August with all of the great ones, such as George Jackson, Huey P. Newton, Jonathan Jackson, W.L. Nolan, Billy William Christmas, William McClain, who else? Marcus Garvey, right? We have to be mindful that Black August, we call it, we use the Augusti, right? It is a month that we study. It is a month that we pray. It is a month that we fast. It is a month that we stand in commemoration of those great revolutionary brothers and sisters who have given their lives in the struggle for liberation. I want us to be mindful of this. As Sister Janae so eloquently said it, my Minister of Defense, Minister Israel so eloquently said it, and Lightning said it as well. We are not just Panthers, beloved. We are family. We are family. And no matter what it is that we go through, give your comrade their flowers while they live. Give them their respect and their due and their accolades while they live. Whatever petty differences we may have, whatever disputes we may have, we are brothers and sisters of one another, not just Panthers, but we are revolutionary brothers and sisters of one another, and we are moved, predicated upon the principle of revolutionary love. So let us be mindful of the fact that that love should be a uniting force. Anyone that is moved against their brothers and sisters don't have revolutionary love. Revolutionary love allows us to withstand the pain, to withstand the hardship, to withstand the suffering that may be meted out to us by our brother or sister out of ignorance. But let us understand this. We have to be wise today. We have to be wise because we're dealing with an enemy that would love to see us kill, fight, and bicker with one another. So let us rise up above that and stand in the spirit of the great Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Stand in the spirit of the great one, Abdul Shakur. And let us remember his poetic genius. Because every time I heard a brother talk about the brother, they said whenever he was around, he always had a way. If you felt down, he always had a way of Gil Scott Heron lifting you up. He always had a way of saying a word that was directed towards the right. A word that would inspire you. A word that would make you stand. A word that would make you get up off of your do-nothing stool and want to do something for self. So I want to say this. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we serve, and thy aid we beseech. Guide us on the straight path, the path of those upon whom thy destroys thy grace. Those who point to thy wrath, who go down the stairs, if they have heard thy teaching, say, thee, Allah is one. Allah is he whose enemy is independent, but upon whom we all do depend. He neither begets nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him. No soul that Allah takes in returns to him, returns to Jannah. No soul does Allah not judge justly. If we can come together and pay homage to him tonight, let us use this night also to pay homage to one another. Let us use this night also to respect, honor, and love the work that each and every one of us does, and let us move now as a family. Let us move now as a family of Panthers to do what the Panther does and act in service of the people. Black power.
Black power. Black power. And remember to love, brothers and sisters, that no bearer of burden can bear the burden for another. And remember, brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, has placed no burden on any soul greater than it has the strength to bear. And know that we destroyed all fence setting. Subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalaka wa nefsin, and Kalaka wa nefsin wa ma'asawah, that he has created the souls of men. Oh, my. And everyone is a vendor of their own soul. And they are either building it or destroying it or bringing about its ruin. And we are telling you, brothers and sisters, that we have been divinely prepared by the Lord of all the worlds to bring about an equal distribution of freedom, justice, and equality at this hour. We have been divinely prepared to bring you away from all forms of enslavement at this hour for black power. Now, I have one more caller. Maybe you can get him. You're live. I think
power, sir.
Straight out of Texas, out of Austin, Texas. And we're giving our condolences to Brother Abdul Shakur, go right ahead, Muhammad, out of Austin, Texas. Black power.
Black power, all power to the people. All praises be to Allah. May Allah be pleased with your work and the work for the people. I just want to say may Allah be pleased with our current ancestor for the work he has done for the people. Let us reciprocate everything we see in the mind of revolutionary heroes and leaders and ancestors. We must carry that energy unto the people throughout the world, for it is our time to capture and change according to the will of Allah. May his will be done on earth. And we know that we are the vicegerents of Allah on earth and that it is through us that the will must be done unto the people. Let us serve worthy, honestly, and tenaciously. Now is our time. We have no more time to waste. Allah tells us in the scripture to know and not to do is sin. He talks about an unprincipled people when he speaks of a reprobated mind. He said, not only those that do, but those that sit back and watch are unprincipled. So we must understand that inactivity in our community is not pleasing unto Allah. We as men, women, and children must fight like never before to fulfill the dreams and the path of our ancestors. I am so worthy and so humble to serve such a great people with such a great legacy. Honorable Shrek Akbar, for your service and your tenacious commitment to liberate the people. You have served the people for so many years. May Allah continue to strengthen you and guide you according to his will. I am pleased to serve with you, honorable. Black power,
black power
to the people.
Black power to people for Muhammad out of Texas. We're going straight up into New York City to pick up our national field marshal. Brother Kafran is right there in New York City. We will be there tomorrow on the honorable Marcus of Sagabe. Put the colors on the honorable Malcolm Sagabe. We'll give it to Brother Kafran coming straight out of New York City. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Walaikum assalam. Black power salute.
Be live. I don't know if Karan has picked up yet or not, but Karan should be live in New York if we can get that feedback.
Black power, black power, black power.
Black power, black power. Oh, we know Karan is on the case. Brother has never missed a beat since I met him. He has always been
yes,
playing.
Sir, yes,
you are the
yes,
most
sir,
consistent
yes,
brother
yes,
in the new Black Panther Party today. Assalamu alaikum, black power from Chicago, Atlanta, New York, D.C. to right there. Black power.
Black power, black power, black power. I want to say rest in black power to the brother Abdullah Shakur and all his work that he's done. The brother's strong. His spirit is in us. And we want to do this for the brother tomorrow on Marcus Garvey Day. We need everybody and their mama to bring their black ass up here at 125th and Fifth Avenue at Marcus Garvey Park. If your ass is in the New York State Tri-Area, you need to be out here. And that's everybody black. We want to definitely stay strong for that brother Abdullah Shakur, definitely. Because the brother had to rap tight, show you right. You understand? So I definitely, definitely want to give a rest in black power to that brother. And everybody out there, just stay strong, hold your head, and we're going to keep doing this. Black power.
Black power to our national field marshal doing a great work in New York and throughout the nation, just crisscrossing the nation for the new Black Panther Party, bringing about the farmland, bringing about the building of our own facility, and we're live, and there's nothing, you know, Memorex out here tonight, and we're showing so much love. We've got to pick up some of this in the slack. We got 240-817 at 240-817. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, try to get as many as we can. Black Power, I don't even know if they know the line is open at 240-240, you're live. Okay, we're going to have to move quickly. If you're there, punch one. Brother and sister, if you desire to speak tonight, please punch one so we know. It will bring you to the top of the queue. And we know if you have to double punch, if you've spoken before even, and you have to double punch, you can double clutch that one. But we're picking it up from there. We're going to the 849. If you got 240 on your phone anywhere, a couple of 240s out there, 240-817. You're actually live here on Black Power Radio. You got a 240, say something. 240-817. You're live on Black Power Radio. About to move. We're going to cruise. 240 going once. 240-817 going twice. And we're about to be gone. We're going for 240. Just double pump your one if you come back alive. As we move right on out from there and hit the 859, we're coming live to you on Black Power Radio. At 859, we're talking about Abdul Shakur, the field marshal, the life and the legacy of a great hero for the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. 859-806, you're live. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. 59859. I don't know if they're there with us. We're trying to move swiftly. 859. We're coming to another 301 if you're not there. I don't know if sometimes we have technical difficulties, but 859. You might want to look double on your phone. Go on the index portion of your telephone, your cell phone, your smartphone, your dumb phone, your Android, and see if you got an 859 anywhere because your mic is open and you're actually live here on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, 859 area code. 859, are you there? 859-806, you're live. Okay. Okay, we're moving. We're going down to a 202. We're coming to you 301. We got another 202 at 202 at 291. At 202-291, you're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. 202-202-291, 202-291. You're live on the legacy of Abdul Shakur. On Washington, D.C., number 202-291. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Did you get anything there? At 202-202-291. We're on the move. 202-291. You're live on Black Power Radio. I don't know if something is dead on the keyboard or not. I don't know what's going on the switchboard. Black Power, we're not able to read. I'm trying to get some sound out of it. As we move on down the line, let's see. Let's rock with it. We're trying to rock with it. We had another 301. We had another 301 on there. Let me let them take three snaps and a rewind, and let's see if we can snap, crackle, and pop. We're going to reach out. There's another 301. The 240, come back, 240. Okay. While y'all take a break, we can play some music, but we're going to reach back out to the national spokesman, see if he has more to give us. Because we're Black Power Radio, we give you more of what you listen to your radio for. That 859 still has a chance. 859, and go black to the 202-291. You're actually live. That 202-291 at 202 at 291. Black Power, Black Power. You there? 202-202. Anybody possessing 202? Okay. Maybe they don't see it, or we have a technical difference. But I know my line was live. We should backtrack to 301 and then I'm now going to smoke Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Can you hear me?
Coming in loud and clear.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Can you hear me? Yes, sir. I want to read something. Yes, sir. I want to read something from the book called Strategic Alliance. It says, revolutionary nationalists can become a party only if they are closely linked with the people and enjoy their support. A party may declare itself a vanguard as much as it likes, and yet fail to become one. A party cannot force the people to follow it, nor can it win prestige by merely claiming a lead role in its statement of in a statement to the people. There is only one way for a party to become a real leader, and that is by convincing the people that it correctly expresses and defends their interests by convincing them through deeds rather than words, through policies, initiatives, and devotion. The party must win the confidence and recognition of the people by its work. You hear me again? The party must win the confidence and recognition of the people by its work. A revolutionary nationalist party has a program, a scientific, substantiated composition, and its aims, which correspond to the vital interests of the people. At the same time, the party must have a program of action to satisfy the immediate needs of the people. To win the leading position, the party must make the final aims of the struggle intelligible to the people. That means that we have to keep boots on the ground. We can't say that we are a people's party. We can't say that we are a Black Panther party and we're not doing the work. Every time you see a Panther in the street, every time you see a Panther with boots on the ground, every time you see the national chairman press conference, every time you see the national chairman lobbying, every time you see the national chairman going from state to state, all over this nation, building bridges, closing gaps, that is work that is being done for the liberation of Black people in America, and hopefully this work will spearhead initiatives and programs, not only in America, in this diaspora, but all over the earth. I want us to remember tonight, not only must we pay homage to and respect to the legacy of our comrade Abdul Shakur, but we have to remember that now Abdul Shakur sets as the field marshal under Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the ancestor, under Hashim Nzinga, the ancestor, under Queen Mother Moore, the ancestor, under Robert Williams, the ancestor. There are numerous ancestors that are Panthers in spirit, Panthers in heart, and Panthers in eternity, that now he serves as their field marshal. He's done the work here, but his work is still being done there. So we have to be mindful of the fact that we can't speak to this. What is that noise? We can't speak about them. Sister, stop moving, please. We can't speak about them as entities of the past because their work is still present among us. And we have to be mindful that as vanguards for the people, vanguard means that you are the front line, you are the first line of defense. But that defense cannot be an adequate defense for the people if we're not properly trained, properly educated. So it is the field marshal's job to train, to educate, and to make sure that the chapters are doing the work that they're supposed to be doing, that they're educated to do the political work that they need to do, that they are program-oriented to be able to aid and assist their local chairman and chairwoman to set up programs inside the community. The field marshals inside of the organization are the primary educators of your particular cadre. So we can't overlook the kind of work that this brother did. We can't overlook the kind of post that this brother had. I want us to be reminded, as the Sheikh Imam Akbar says to us, the national chairman says, he said that no soul bears the burden of another. Allah says in this book, Quran, do men think that they will be left alone on things they believe and they will not be tried? Surely we try before them, that we may know those who are truthful from the liars. It's not that God himself don't know who's the truthful ones from the liars, but God tests man and he tries man and he sifts man of his weaknesses and he highlights his strength, that those around you may know what manner of man you are, what manner of woman you are. We have to be honest with ourselves. Are we as effective among our people and doing the work as we should be? And if we are not reaching our people the way that we should reach our people, then we have to ask ourselves the question, what am I doing wrong? But I am still effective in being able to reach our people. What am I doing wrong? Sister, stop moving, please. What am I doing wrong? I must be doing something wrong because I am ill effective in the ability to reach my people. So I have to examine now the concrete conditions that our people are faced and find out where it is that I need work myself. See, we got to also be self-critical. The Sheikh taught me this. He said, Pico, the people will criticize you, but you must be a harder critic on yourself sometimes than the people will be on you. Why? Because that keeps you ahead of their criticism and allows you to accept their criticism when it comes. We have to learn how to be critical of our own selves. Self-criticism is not self-defeating. Self-criticism is the ability to be self-defining, self-determined. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad said to us, when we talk about Kuji Chandelier, we're talking about self-defining, self-determining. In order for us to be that, we have to accept our self-truth. Many of us for some time have run from who and what we are. And we shield ourselves and hide ourselves in other strengths. Those who follow Jesus did the same thing. They were strong as long as the Messiah was present. Those who were with Muhammad, they were strong as long as Muhammad was present. But when Muhammad died and when Jesus died, the weakness of those who hid their weaknesses and their strength was made known. So we want to say today, we are strong because of what was taught to us by Abdul Shakur. We are strong today because what was taught to us and what is being taught to us by our national chairman, by our national minister of defense, by our national minister of finance, by our national director of community affairs and programs. We are strong today because of what they have instilled in us. That's why we stand not only as a Panther Party, but as a Panther family. Let us remember what made us who we are. And let us not forget our training. Let us not forget our training. Our training taught us of life, and our training taught us of death. So we don't mourn death, because we know that death is the ultimate, it is the ultimate price that a revolutionary pays. It is how we die that we want to determine. Do we die in foolishness, or do we die on principle? So let us be careful how we live our lives, that our deaths may be honorable. Black Power?
Black Power and Black Power, and know that every soul must have the taste of death, and know that life, that a sandwich island is the one who takes the soul at death, and then has been assigned a destination, a time that we know that is called the subject of the last of the Sandwich Island. The subject is the predestination that has been assigned to every element in the universe, to every soul. There is a portion of life and death, and death is only a part of the natural life process. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everything and everyone their assignments, and we must carry out this thing that subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us is inevitable, that it must come to pass. That Allah ta'ala has given every creature its assignment, and every one of his students has been given, but Allah ta'ala has given them a duly proportioned, meaning it's a time that's been appointed. Everything has its appointed term, and it must complete and fulfill that appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With all of these questions, but again, once the question comes, you know that what? To Allah, it goes for the last and the final determination is with subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God. And we must count the blessings. That's one of the first of the lessons, is learn to count the blessings that are what the Isla has given us. He's extended, everything has a time that's been important, has been assigned. Everything in the universe is accountable. Every aspect is not a speck of dust that's not accountable that's in this universe. Not even the sins, the things of importance, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa said, may the prayers of peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him. When he found a worthless thing, he referred to the most worthless thing he could think of was the skin that covers the date pit. You know, because in that time of the revelation of Quran, it was always famous for eating of the dates, was a custom of eating the dates, and most Muslims do it around the world at a time of fasting, especially during Ramadan. You find that the dates, they're imported, and all of the dates, the distribution of dates is popular. But when you find a worthless thing or a worthless human being is referred to as a covering of the skin pit that covers the date. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a proportion of time. And this time through the ages, that he says, "Inna insana lafi kusr illa ladina aminu wa amilu salihati wa tawassal bilhaqi wa tawassal bisabr." And subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining this to us by the token of time through the ages. For surely man is at loss except such as would have faith, that would do righteous deeds, and that one who exalt one another in the mutual teachings of truth with patience and with constancy. Oh, those are the revelation words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And surely, the pens have been lifted and the pages have been sealed down. When an angel came to you to write, it said, write them not, for they have already been written, and the pens have been lifted, and the pages have been sealed down. That is how your fate already in a record with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called the qadr, or the predestination that Allah has made an assignment for everything. For every particle of dust in the universe has an assignment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us in the Quran that there is not a leaf that falls from a tree that is not in a clear record with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God. And every snowflake may have a different shape, but I will assure you it has a place with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in the full, complete, and the entire universe has an assignment from Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us again, وَقَلَقَ وَسَمِوَاتِ وَكِ الْأَرْضِ who at the island said he's the one who has created the heavens and the earth in due proportion and given the structure, order, and its government to it. It has a definite pattern, meaning the orbit of the earth is not swimming into the orbit of Mars or Venus or some other spectacle that's in the galaxies or in the universe, but it cannot break with that orbit because that's a government set by the divine creator of all of the universe. Oh, I hope I take your mind somewhere that you can see your contribution and your place in the universe, and then we can know our assignment and then carry out our assignment devoutly as a servant of the creator of the universe. Oh, someone should advance from this. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, this is the time that we give our dedication and the condolences to our beloved brother, the Honorable Abdul Shakur, the Field Marshal for Life. He dedicated his life to field marshal work with the Panthers. He was a Muslim, but also a Black Panther. And many people don't understand. They say, how in the world can he be a Muslim and a Black Panther? Well, he can be a Muslim and a Black Panther because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not abandon the custom of your people unless it's something there against the Quran and the Sunnah. There's nothing in the Panther that the fighting is prescribed. The Panthers are fighting units. We didn't ask everybody to fight. We just asked the Panthers to stand up and fight. Everybody's not a Black revolutionary. We just asked the Black revolutionary and the Black guy. Everybody's not an activist for what we know is right. From the teachings that you know from the Honorable Prophet Nat Turner. Oh, you say you're Muslim. You said prophet. Oh, yes, you did. Because there were prophets that were raised. Well, not. Is there any proof and evidence?
that Nat Turner was not a prophet that wasn't named in the Quran? How do you know in your heart and know that you're speaking the truth that Frederick Douglass wasn't a prophet that was set amongst us and prophesied amongst our own, and we received not all that wisdom and knowledge that Frederick Douglass put out, and we didn't get all that answer? I'm talking about the leaders now. You barely got an answer, Frederick Douglass. You barely got an answer of Dr. King and Malcolm. Barely got a tablespoon of what Elijah was teaching you. Oh, man, I'm talking about the ministers in the Nation of Islam. I'm telling you the truth right now tonight. Oh, my. Someone should say a boom shakalaka cracker if you're able. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, tonight, that someone bear witness, that somebody got raised up among the Black Panthers to check the opposition and to check those in the righteous right in the middle of your iniquity. Oh, my. We got to say boom shakalaka cracker sometime tonight. Oh, my, we will raise you up because you must confess, you must bear witness to the truth, even if it comes against yourself. My. This is the eye-opening proof and evidence that you need, brother and sister, to get all the Black people up, to check them with Black revolution, to use what you have against your open enemy. Rasul Salam was outnumbered many times, but they took down the greater force because they obeyed the divine ordinance. They obeyed the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you see, Taliban is moving today. It's not Taliban. It's the righteousness that's in every human being that's going to get up and fight his oppressor at this hour. Taliban is just showing you one example of it. What did the leader say when he left? Oh, no, those are not bad people. Those are good people that they see coming. But those renegades were running from the truth because they didn't uphold the banner of Islam. They did not hold the line for the truth. As the Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad is checking those amongst you right now. Oh, my, someone had to test the radio and say, boom, jack-a-lack-a cracker. That Dr. Khalid gave it to you, and you ran from the wisdom of Dr. Khalid. You ran from the righteousness that was in Huey P. Newton, who was also trying to raise the righteous. Oh, my. In the original Panther, both told you got to get your God and your gun, and then you arm yourself or harm yourself at this hour. Oh, you better know something tonight, brother and sister, when you come toe-to-toe with the righteous. Oh, my, there's no holes barred at this hour. So wake up for Black power. But it ain't Black power until you use it against your open and vicious enemy. You already know who it is. You already know where he is. You know why he is. What are you going to do with your portion of the revolution? Because he's given every one of us an assignment and something to do. So what are you going to do with your portion of ammunition against the opposition at this hour, my? You should wake up and use it, brother and sister. Oh, my, someone come close to the radio. Same thing I had it with Daddy Gray. I get some of my spirit even out of the Christian ministry. You can use some of that. Don't you know I know a man named Sweet Daddy Grace? Got his own police department. Got his own stretch made back. Got 40-some big tour buses, million-dollar joints, all paid for land. And you want to talk Black Revolution. Well, he got maybe 4, 5, maybe 7 or 8 churches in Africa. We're not begging you. Got up and down the whole street, got buildings and churches and all things got an S on it today. An S with a dollar sign on it for accentuation, the positive on the high end. The president don't ask him nothing. The congressman, the senator don't ask him about nothing. And you take notice, the senator don't ask me nothing. Don't ask me for, oh, my. You should wake up and use it tonight as we bring we the people food and to feed our people with organic food at this hour. Oh, that's a wake-up call for somebody to get a boom chakalaka tackle. When you get your own fusion vegetable, your own organic gardening and your own produce from your own place, and you start looking better and smelling better and acting better, performing better and producing better because you're eating your own produce from your own land, from your own fruits and vegetables. Oh, my. We should wake it up, brother and sister, and build you an institution. Don't just play with it. We're live. Ain't nothing Memorex here. Oh, you got to build for yourself. You got to do for yourself. You got to wake up at this hour. And it's not power. It's not Black power until you use it against your open and vicious enemy. Oh, I wish someone wake up tonight, brother and sister, and claim your revolution. Just like they invited me, say the doors of the church open, or the mosque wants you to commit to your Kalima Shahadatain. Someone should bear witness today to the strength of the Panther, to the education of the Panther, to the wisdom of the Panther, and bring it all together with the soup spoon, brother and sister. Yes, that's right. Bring it all together with the soup spoon.
my, someone get a boom chakalaka cracker and stir up the salad with that soup spoon and rinse that spoon and put it in there and stir that soup up as well. So we're just hoping that you, brother, sister, have gotten something from this Black Power Hour tonight and from this new Black Panther Radio tonight, because we intended for you to get something. And if you missed it, don't worry. We'll be back again next week on a Sunday, not on a Tuesday, but on a Monday and a Sunday, or a Sunday and a Monday. You're going to see us again, brother, sister. And I really want you to do this. I want you to recognize us, because we know we're going to see us again in Black Power and in Black Power. So Black Power and a strong Black military, we're going to black that call up. We're going to black that call for Black Power at this hour. We're going to black that call for Black Revolution. And we know for sure it is the only solution to help Black people at any hour is the call for Black Power. And we want to use that against our opening our vicious enemy, and hope that you will be successful in all your endeavors, sister, because you're going to need it. If you get you a formula that works, Bob Marley giving it to you back to black, black to black to black. Don't give up the fight, brother and sister, whatever you do. And wherever you go, don't give up the fight. Fight tyranny and oppression until there's no more tyranny and no more oppression on the land. Remember Abdul-Shakur in all that you do, because he's the kind of comrade that will never leave anybody out. He would never forget about a comrade, and he remained cognizant, and he always remembered to remember to not to forget about the Black Revolution. And he's a student of mine, and I'm always proud to serve by that kind of a student, because he brings revolution that helps everybody. Revolution helps all of us to get up, helps all of us to get out of the mud and get right back or right black on point. That's the kind of man we've been serving with. That's the kind of revolution that we are about. And I just wanted to punch one more in tonight. I know that we got, I know Field Marsh is out there. Let's see if we can get him back. Field Marsh was there at 646. We see Black, our brother Black Fred is out there and many others. Let's see if we can get any kind of rhythm out of our 646, out of our 646. We're trying to get some rhythm out of 646.
Black
They're
Power.
Right there on Black Power Radio. Black Power, are you there, Brother Karan?
Yes, sir. I'm right here, right
Black
here.
Power.
Black Power.
Drop it like it's hot. We got a big weekend in the week. We're in the middle of the week. We rumble in the middle of the week. Is that right, Brother Karan? Salam alaikum and Black
That's
Power.
Right. That's right. We can't wait to get our black boots on the ground, stomping through Black Harlem, showing black nationalism for Marcus Garvey, the black godfather of the black, the red and the green, the red, black, and the green. He put that together for all of us. So everybody that put that red, black, and green flag up need to have a self, a mama, a brother, a sister, a cousin, everybody in their family need to go out there to your local celebration for Marcus Garvey. If you can't make New York celebration, find your closest celebration in your area and be there. And make sure everybody in your family at least get a picture or get some type of video from you going there so they can know who Marcus Garvey was, and his birthday is tomorrow in a couple hours. So we want everybody to come on down from New York, come out of hiding, come from out of the wherever you came from, the Woodworths, all that. Just come black one day. Everybody already saying they're going. So everybody on this phone should be having themselves down there too, because everybody from New York, everybody say, yeah, we're going to go. So now we need everybody on the outside of New York and around about places to bring your cell phone up so we can have a good turnout and show out. Let them know what Black Power is all about. So that's what we're here for. And we're going to make sure that we keep our black boots on the ground in Black Harlem. But we want to get also some new recruits out there. Email us at NBPP, National Field Marshal, DEPT, @gmail. Again, that's NBPP, National Field Marshal, DEPT, @gmail.com. And the phone numbers are 646-789-9586. Again, 646-789-9586. An alternate number, 347-869-2057. Again, 347-869-2057. If you can't get that, leave an email, let you know. NDPP, National Field Marshal Department, DEPT, at gmail.com. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Kavon, and you're doing a fantastic job. The recruitment numbers are going up, and as we are feeding we the people with our own organic food and bringing them into formation and training them and building our training camp and just showing so much love across the national community. The nationalists are embracing the new Black Panther Party under this leadership. This is an election. This is something that Brother Kavon and others are putting emphasis on. The newly elected, or we have held a national election while a lot of people were lunching. We have held national election. Oh, my. And these people are duly elected and sworn in. And we are operating a Black Panther government at this hour. Oh, my.
Black
someone
power.
Needs to say a boom chakalaka cracker at this hour. The cracker can't run his own government, and it was a fake government because it was a corporation all the time. So the cracker never had a government in America. He just had a big fat company or a big corporation and shares in his corporation, right? He never had no government. So the government would have never mistreated black people. A government, the same goddamn vote you were struggling for with Frederick Douglass, you struggling with the same goddamn vote right now. You struggled under King. You fight for the King. And I just seen Jesse Jackson, Message Jesse, and Reverend Chickenfoot and them, all of them down there with Shock Thompson, Mark Thompson, all of them down there, humming they won't go get arrested. They got a mock election with a mock, let's go to jail.
That's
in
right.
The name of the vote. And somebody still the vote ain't worth a damn to you. Man, I don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. And neither does Brother Kavon. That right, Brother Kavon, Black Power?
That's right. That's Black Power. That's Black Power, definitely. Them votes going to be the
Maxine
same.
Maxine Waters, Shirley Chisholm, the original Black
dang.
Power, Adam Clayton Powell, Frederick Douglass, all the, and they abandoned. What happened to the new Black Caucus has abandoned what the original caucus gave them in Frederick Douglass and Adam Clayton Powell. They didn't hold the line for their leadership. That's what they didn't hold the line for the ancestors as they were instructed to do. They said, do you talk righteousness, my man, and forget the fact that that's your problem. That's what that's right. They've been giving you the book, telling you to go by the laws that were written by the Congress and hold up the Constitution for unalienable rights. But what inalienable right, to put Frederick Douglass' question, are they guaranteed to pass? What are you duly bound to protect the rights of black people? He said, that's your declaration, that's your bill of rights. He said, no, I'm a goddamn slave, huh? Until all of us are free, none of us are free.
None of us are free.
Oh, my. Teach
my none of us. Not just because one of us. None of us. One of us can't be all of us. So
right?
That is the ultimate camouflage. That's the camo they're putting over everybody. That's the camel.
Yes, sir.
That's the camel.
If any one of us are in touch with any form of enslavement, then all of us still are slaves.
That's right.
All people with Fred Douglass did. Put Malcolm X and Martin Luther King talk for all the people. This guy ain't talking about all the people. They're talking about what they call a special interest group. Is that right? At this hour.
That's right. That's right.
No balanced budget for black people. They talk about balanced budget for white folks that got over 400,000. Oh, you got to wake up in some juice today, and that juice will wake you up. I just pray to God, please don't allow them to walk you to sleep. Won't you come and test with this water? Oh, you shall never thirst again. My.
That's right.
It is not us that is saving you. It is your faith that will save you. But not in me, not in Quran, but in the one that has sent us with divine promise, with divine revelation, with divine understanding and wisdom and knowledge to free you from all of the yoke that bound the people. As Abdul Shakur was fluent in this. He was fluent in this freedom and justice thing. and worship
yes,
as a field on all geographical locations. There was no geographical location wasn't known by Abdul Shakur. He's a field marshal for life, and as we pass that baton tonight to our national field marshal and our beloved brother, Brother Kedron straight out of New York City, and I mean New York, Brooklyn, and Manhattan, straight out of Harlem. He don't mind doing Jamaica Queens when he got to Black Power.
Black Power to the max. Yes, yes. Definitely. Rest in Black Power to the brother, to the comrade. He came up here. I remember he came up here. I came down there. He spit some bars. You know, he had that flow. Ain't no rapper can fuck with him. You hear me? Ain't no rapper fucking with him.
Indubitably. His favorite.
Yeah, I tell you straight up, ain't nobody have a flow like that. I mean, that man flow was undeniable, champion style. You hear me? Yeah, we
and
definitely give it to the big brother, to the big brother, the big brother.
All over Black Power Radio is Abdul Shakur. He's laced all through this. I mean, you got to play them tapes back to catch Abdul Shakur and Ram.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. He said, my country tears are deep because these motherfuckers lied to me. Huh? Come on. Oh, he dropping like a guy.
He let him have it. He ain't playing with him at all. He let him have it.
That's right. He's dropping like a guy. So we love you, and we'll see you tomorrow, beloved, and hope that
you will.
Shoot the three from the top of the goddamn key. Oh, my mind. It's written in prophecy.
All right.
About the girl or the goddamn devil plus his world alive. And watch the niggas up in Harlem. Watch up in the BET. Still eating the burgers and fries. But I say on the iPhone, I always say surprise, Cracker, and ask a question. Why in the fuck did you lie, Cracker? See, I got no bandana wrapped on my master head. I'm screaming black, always singing fuck the feds. I was your nigga back on September 10th. So what the fuck would I look like? I mean, a nigga like me, I mean, just fighting for a U.S. government. If I'd seen this cracker someplace before, and I was slave for in body and soul, made him a pile of my black gold, but that was sweat from my labor that he stole. But you must dig, see, his game was old. For me, I had broken the mental hold. But you see, and you see me, I'm young, I'm black, and I'm proud, and I'm determined to be free, and I could plainly see that the goddamn cracker is my enemy. Yeah, I had seen that cracker someplace before. But Big C, see the Chinese brothers, they never copped the plea, you see, because they was hip to their own unity. And isn't that the way we say that we want to be? But we stand and conquer. We're divided. You know we're tricked and undecided. We're bewildered and confused as we watch the 6 o'clock Jews who sponsor the 6 o'clock news. Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. Black
Power? Black Power, yes, sir.
They're driving like I drive a guy. So all to Abdul Shakur. To our brother Stephen Biko, who we're going to free up, and we're going for all of our political prisoners, brother Jamal.
Also, brother Abdullah.
Mumia.
Let's not forget about John Pierre, brother Abdullah, Rikers Island.
He gave up his date tonight in February. He got to be out by February the 6th, and we're just working with John Pierre, our brother Abdullah, and Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, and work with all the Abdullah Shakurs and all of those ones that Malachi York, he knew him as Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Nahdi, and I mean, it's just so many political prisoners, and they got them all tied up from ozone to no zone. But we're working
that's
to
right.
free you, brother, and the spirit of what we're bringing is a part of your freedom, and you understand it, and it has to be delivered in our hands, so we can manage that before ourselves, brother. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. I see. I'm trying to peep up in there. See, I think I see Fred's friend and all the rest of them out there. I mean, it's been laced in line, written and prophesized, and I mean, it's all up in here tonight with Black Power. And so we're going to bring them up right by you, Karan, and slide them over the middle. We got Fred's friend. We're coming out of Oakland, California. Straight up, Fred. You want to talk black to me tonight. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power. Fred is Fred on the
Black, Black Power. Black Power. Black Power, y'all.
Black Power. Black Power.
Let's
Black
go.
Power.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all, like I told y'all last night, every Sunday night we have the women's show, and it's a good show. I want people to listen to it because it's got knowledge. Now, listen, Monday night is us, the men, but I'm going to tell y'all something. If y'all keep playing with us, we're going to shut it down. We're going to shut it down. Because I'm getting tired of people saying this and that, this and that. We're not a bad group. We are saving lives, and justice, we're going to get justice. Because I'm telling you, when I walk out in the street in Oakland or everywhere I go, Alpha will be informed. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, everything what I do for Alpha and the people and the justice. Because I'm telling you, you know, if you mess with us, you got to mess with all the troops. And like I said, we don't play. We're trying to help the community and save lives, because the police department shooting us down, that's not going to happen no more. Because I can tell you, we got to stand up for our rights. Because like I said, I'm getting tired of seeing a black sister and a black brother and a black baby down in the garbage can shot all up by the police department. And like I said, this is it's got to stop. Because see, this is a world of the white man. It's not the white man. It's our land. This is our land. We had this land, and it's our land. It's nobody else's land. We got food coming pretty soon. We got good stuff coming real soon. And I wish I'd be with y'all in New York tomorrow, but, you know, I'm in spirit. Everywhere I go, I'll be in spirit.
That's right.
Until I
get
there.
Right.
But I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to be with Oscar real soon, but we're trying to get down to California, so we're tell these people down here, we are the new Black Panther. We're not the that. We are the new Black Panther trying to save lives. So back to my main man, Osbar and DC.
Black
Power.
Structure in due proportion. That's right. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Fred is bread and Black Power.
Black Power.
And Assalamu alaikum.
There
goes Brother Spirit. Spirit out there on that west side from Philly all the way to Oaktown. You can't beat the guys like Fred and Fred. We are crisscrossing America and doing what we have to do to distribute freedom and get an equal distribution of freedom, equal distribution of equality for the black man at the
time. That's right.
Because the white man's own insurrection can't help himself. So I'd be goddamn if he can help us.
If he can't help himself, how are you going to help somebody else? We got to get our own people on our own things. We got this new behavior probation program, Akbar. I want to let everybody know about it. This is the program we got for the brothers that go in and come out and go black in and back and forth. We want to have something for them so they can be doing something positive when they get out, so they don't worry about going black in and doing the wrong thing again and again. So we got the community cleanup for them where they come out in designated areas that we got, and they sweep up the area, pick up the trash, and we got the garbage cans. We're going to get adopting corners. Any corner in the neighborhoods that look rough and beat up, garbage all on the ground, and it ain't no garbage can in the corner, you're going to adopt the corner. It don't take much. All you got to do is adopt that corner, and they're going to give you a garbage can. And all you got to do is keep it clean and keep it from overflowing. And you can give your same people, the new behavior probation candidates or participants, you can have them cleaning the designated areas in your neighborhood. Every chapter should go out and implement this tonight. They could call their local department. It's probably 24 hours, or they can go on the internet, adopt the garbage can. Excuse me from all the train traffic behind me. So like
power,
need
everybody to help clean up their neighborhood, even if it literally is cleaning up your damn neighborhood. Adopt the garbage can. Get yourself a broom and get one of them buckets. If not a bucket, get the garbage can on wheels. That way you can push it up and down the street. Do it yourself. Get the tongs. Pick it up. Pick up the garbage, like the paper, the trash that you can pick up with some tape, like with some tongs or whatever. Or if you don't want to bend over or whatever, yeah, get that. Get the poker. It's all the same. Just clean up your damn neighborhood. Don't wait till the blank folks come in your neighborhood. Then they going to come clean it up and clean us niggas out.
That's right. And Brother Karan is saying
rolling that piece in New York, but they're rolling in D.C. I'm going to break Stephen Bickard's same program right here in Washington, D.C. And he's going down, so we're pulling back to these parks and streets of Washington as well. Brother Stephen Bickard, our national spokesman, live. Black power, black power.
Yes, sir. Black power, black power, black power. I got involved with it, with that same kind of program, beloved, when Sister Janae had myself, my first lieutenant, out there in what we call Malcolm X Park, the Shepherd's Park over there in Southeast Washington, D.C., off of MLK and Malcolm X. What we used to do is we used to go out there every Saturday or every other Saturday, go out there and clean that park up, right? But what I learned from that program that she put in place was this. If you get the people involved in getting them trash bags, getting them gloves, getting them little pokers, getting them trash cans and going out there cleaning that community up. If they're involved in the cleanup effort, they are less apt to allow somebody to throw trash out there and not check them.
That's right.
So when we get them involved in that process, brother, I'm telling you, it works. You get them involved in that cleanup process, and then after they finish cleaning up, they turn around and look back at the park, they turn around and look back at their neighborhood, look back at the street, and they see how clean the street is. They take pride in where they live at. They take pride in a neighborhood that was once a slum area that they're beginning to work to revitalize. Then they are very careful about the kind of people they allow in their neighborhood. They are careful about the kind of activities that go on in their neighborhood. Those kind of activities that promote garbage being thrown around, like people out there drunk, people out there getting high and just throwing trash and stuff around. People begin to check that kind of behavior when they see it because they are involved in the cleanup process.
That's right.
So because that mindset is changing, because not only the mindset is changing, the activities are changing, now people begin to look at their community in a different light. And when black folk begin to look at their community in a different light, and then they begin to feel empowered by their community because of the work that they're spending in beautifying their community, they're less apt to let alien forces come in their community and disrupt it.
That's right.
It's just like when we begin to do block-by-block patrols, and the community get involved in those patrols. They get involved in those block-by-block watch patrols. They're less apt at that point to call 911 because they already have strong men and women that will handle and resolve any issues that are going on inside their community. Black power?
Black power.
Black power, black power.
That makes sense.
Putting this land together and everything is going to take some dollars from our people, $77 Bakers, so that we can keep the movement rolling straight ahead. I wanted to say that something I missed out on, I felt my brother today. I felt him today. I felt a real cold come over me, you know. And I thought it was my mama, actually. I said, "Mom, go upstairs." I said, "You're making it too cold down here." I said, go upstairs, please." And now I know. I mean, I feel like it wasn't mom. It was my twin. It was my twin looking over my shoulder. And a great field marshal, he taught me what to do. You know, he was my manual, as Sheikh Imam Akbar is my manual. So, you can read and misunderstand, or they can tell you and put it in your head the right way. So I feel honored and blessed to run into two awesome heavyweights, the heavyweight champion of the world, in this case, the heavyweight champions of our people. Let's put it like, let's put it in a real perspective. I don't want to mess that part up, but I'm just saying 77 Bakers, and that's capital letter B-A-K-E-R-S, so that we can get this land, so we can feed our people, so we can house our people, so we can train our people and keep it on the right track. And bringing it out with a prayer. Our beloved brother, Abdul Shakur, I would say one of my other best friends. I've already lost two best friends, and I still have Sheikh Imam Akbar. And I thank God for you, National Chairman. Appreciate you all and love you, and stand up to any giant for you. There's a 10-foot tall, 900-pound giant inside of me waiting to come out whenever that need to be. Black power.
Black power. And we thank you.
Black power.
Go to a close for you. Karan is right there with us. Thank you, Black Lightning. And remember, that's $77 Bakers. And remember to give what you can to help the Stephen Bakery, our brother Stephen Biko, and all of those political prisoners that are out there. You can free them through donating to $77 Bakers, and we just can't say it enough. And want you to know, brother and sister, that there are those people there holding line for, by, and with you here again at Black Power Radio. And you know, if we said it, and you have something on that, Brother Karan, you have anything to add?
I just want to say Black Power to everybody on the call, everybody in the party, and Black Power to Stephen Biko and Abdullah. And Abdullah Shakur, rest in Black Power. And let's get our black asses out to Marcus Garvey Park tomorrow. Black Power.
Black Power, as we free the land and extend that blessing to Brother Stephen Biko, Brother Jamal, Brother Ozone, Brother Mumia Abu Jamal, to Brother H. Rap Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, to name a few of our political prisoners, including Dr. York, and all. We must free them all. And one day we just have to bomb us. It's Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and our Prophet Nat Turner. With Brother City Black Power, we all said it. He said it best. We know that our beloved brother.
He gave us everything.
control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Black Power to all going to Marcus Garvey tomorrow, and we'll be there at the land. We'll be black on our land again on Wednesday, on Tuesday, Marcus Garvey. Wednesday, black on our land with We the People Organic Food and Produce, and we'll be rumbling to build our own edifice, erect our own training facility, and we hope that you'll continue to support us here at Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.